We love Fridays because we get to go to Hollywood, well, via phone, and talk with Cecily Nobler, who's standing by live in Hollywood with our movie reviews.
Hey. Hey, you're welcome to come visit.
Couch? What do we get? Air mattress?
Yeah, it's a one-bedroom apartment covered in dog hair. Is that sounding inviting?
That sounds like a movie I want to see.
We can make that happen. We can arrange that.
It sounds like I'll be in the bedroom and you'll be on the couch. Is that what I am understanding?
As long as you're fine sleeping with a little dachshund beagle mix. Okay?
I've had stranger bed partners.
Me too. Okay, so let's start with The Predator, reimagining of that monster we met with Arnold 30 years... It was like 30 years ago. This is insane.
Is this like an extension of that movie? I thought it was like a whole new thing.
It's a new thing and also an extension, a little bit of both.
Okay.
The Predators are super Predators now. Now, there's two types of people. There are those who think the Predator should be very serious. Even though Carl Weathers was in the original and Arnold wore something RuPaul might wear today.
Yeah.
And the other type, I mean, it's ridiculous, right? The other type thinks it's very funny because what even is the Predator? I bet, can you even answer what's the Predator? What is it?
He or she is an alien.
Or she. Uh-huh.
I thought it was an illusion of Stephen King attacking Hollywood.
Oh, you thought it was like a metaphor.
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to make it so much smarter and better. So I'm part of the funny, the camp that thinks it should be hilarious, and so is the writer-director of today's Predator, Shane Black, because the movie is just quick-paced, it's funny, it's absurd, which is, I think, what it should be. It's too loud and chaotic, yes, but I thought it was kind of fun. Some of the supporting cast include Sterling Brown from This Is Us. I love him.
Oh, wow.
I love him. And Olivia Munn. He kind of plays the, like, Jeff Goldblum character in all these movies where he's, like, kind of the fast-talking scientist guy. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
He's
silly.
Yeah.
But as I was leaving the screening, some guy was like, that movie did not pay respect to Predator. So if you're that guy, I would skip it, and please don't match with me on Tinder. But otherwise, I'm, you know, a little above the curve. People are throwing Fs at this. I'm going to go D+.
So what are you looking for a guy on Tinder to like? What kind of movie are you looking to match with?
Dachshund Beagles. He's got to like that.
Oh, okay. The Hairy Apartment, too?
Yeah. As long as they're okay with it.
And strange radio guests from Phoenix?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, now it's starting to feel like a Stefan sketch, right?
It is a little bit.
It has everything. Okay, so also opening is Matthew McConaughey in White Boy Rick. Do you guys know this story? This, like, real true story?
I've seen the trailer a bunch of times. I don't get what this movie is about, but it looks good.
Well, it's interesting because it's a very true story of this 14-year-old kid who was both a drug kingpin and an FBI informant, which is what this goes into.
Okay.
This really happened in Detroit, actually.
Huh.
But it's McConaughey, so everyone's like, all right, we're in Detroit. Like, he can't even try. Doesn't even try.
Okay.
I feel like, but it's a very interesting story that told me things I didn't know, and I came home and looked up a lot of stuff, and it stays very true to that, but I don't know if the movie itself is memorable, and it's tough because it's about some pretty unlikable people, and I don't know, the message is like, oh, we're supposed to feel sorry for this guy, but I had a hard time feeling sorry for the lead guy, you know, and he's actually almost up for parole. It's fascinating. I would say maybe a matinee at like a C-. And again, I'm above the curve there.
Well, I feel like that's why I wanted to find out from you, because I feel like Hollywood has done that, where they make these really good commercials / trailers for movies, and you get sucked in, and you're like, wait a second, the trailer was the best part of this movie.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And that could be argued for our last movie as well, which is a very odd thriller, A Simple Favor, starring Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively. I mean, this is one of the best trailers I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And it kind of has a less cool Gone Girl vibe. Less cool because it's Paul Feig directed and he normally does comedies.
It is kind of a comedy though, right?
It is, actually. So he takes, and I saw him interviewed. It was really interesting. He's like, you know, look, I direct comedies. That's what I do. And so I'm kind of sick of them because that's all I do. So I love to watch thrillers because then I don't feel like I'm working. I'm actually watching something I'm interested. So he took a stab at like, hey, what if I took like your modern twisty thriller, added a little comedy to it and put out my version of it? And I think it works. I don't know if it's an A+ or anything, but it's definitely worth a matinee, like a B-.
Of the three, you like this one the best?
Oh, for sure.
And again, the title of that one is A Simple Favor?
A simple favor, and it's very, the first hour especially is really entertaining. It takes a lot of turns, and you just kind of have to go with it. It's very ridiculous, but I thought that was kind of cool.
I love Anna Kendrick, and I love Blake Lively.
Me too.
I cannot wait to see this movie.
They play off each other so well, because Anna is so quirky, and she's very, her timing is really good, and Blake Lively just always sort of plays that Gossip Girl character, which she's so good at. I mean, I loved Gossip Girl, I'm not going to lie. I mean, she's just sexy and cold and in all the best ways, and so it's just fun to watch.
Well, on behalf of the Maria and Chad Show audience, we thank you, because it's been a rough summer. There's been a lot of bad movies, and there's finally something to watch.
Yeah, there's stuff, and it's going to get better. I mean, next week we've got Michael Moore. You either love him or hate him, and then soon after, I keep talking about A Star Is Born, but I can't wait. I'm so excited about it.
And that's the Lady Gaga thing, right?
That's right, and Bradley Cooper, who directed.
Okay.
So I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.